We welcome you back to the Two Guys in Chris show. Here comes Red Rachel in here today.
Hey.
The continuing saga of the pizza wars. I was fascinated by this. Her father owns a Domino's pizza. Her family owns a Domino's pizza. Yesterday she said they're rolling out the stuffed crust pizza from Domino's. First time we've had this. And you tried to make one. You did make one. And it was more difficult to make. And the cheese oozed out the
first
time you made
it. I didn't do it right.
But it's tough, apparently.
And I need some practice. But it took a long time.
You know what else Red Rachel was just saying? Was this, and I thought this was great. It's like a mind game. A lot of the employees are young, like teenage boys. And Red Rachel would say, all right, if anybody here can make a pizza faster than me, you can eat that pizza.
Yeah.
And then they fight to be faster than you because they're what? Sexist boys. Trying, oh, no girl's going to beat us, you know, in here. And so they try their hardest. And then what does it do? It motivates them to be faster.
And they get better.
They get better and better.
How fast would you say you've made a pizza the fastest, roughly?
If I were doing my absolute fastest, I could make a pepperoni pizza in a minute.
1 minute.
Start to finish, yeah. But that would be me really going as fast as I can.
Yeah.
What's the slowest part? What's the process?
So you pull the dough ball out. Yeah. You put it in cornmeal.
Yeah.
And then we call it docking it. And you kind of, if it's not already a circle, that helps make it into like the circular shape. And then you flip it over and you stretch it out.
Mm-hmm.
You put it
by
on.
By hand, all by hand.
Yeah, all by hand. And you put it on a screen, whatever size screen. And then you put sauce on it. Mm-hmm. Spread the sauce out. That's the hardest part. Put the sauce on it.
The sauce
for
is
some
the
reason.
One ladleful, two.
Depending on the size, sometimes it's either a full ladle or a little bit more than a ladle.
And that's the most difficult
for me, and for a lot of people that are there. It's just you have to put the right amount of pressure on it to get it to evenly spread.
Yeah,
hardest part.
It is difficult. I've always prided myself on my saucing.
It's hard to teach too, like telling somebody how to do it.
It is. It really is.
You've taught saucing yourself.
Yeah, I mean, you had to teach people, and it sounds stupid because everyone's like, I can sauce a pizza.
Yeah.
And then you start to do it, and you're like, oh, this is way more difficult because you don't want...
You want it even.
Yeah, you want it even, which is... She's right. The pressure is everything. So you end up... People at first have big, you know, just dips of just dough because they're pushing too hard.
When I watch people making them, I've never done it. When I watch people making it, it looks like they don't put enough on, but I guess it does cover the entire surface.
Right. Yes. You can still see the dough through the sauce.
Yeah.
I know what you mean.
Now, a lot of people, like Chris Kelly, like extra sauce.
I'm extra sauce guy.
Okay, I'm a light sauce girl, so.
Our first disagreement.
I know.
Our first fight.
This is awkward.
I totally agree with her. I'm light sauce.
Oh, I get heartburn, so marinara sauce is hard for me.
Look at
so do you double down on cheese then?
No, I don't do that. I don't do that either, no.
Biggie light sauce, right. Right. Sure. Okay. Sure, Jan. Light sauce.
I don't like it squirting out the sides all over.
Yeah, that is kind of gross.
Love that.
Well, that usually means the toppings then slip, right? They'll skid off.
Yeah. When you cut it, it's a mess. It looks like a murder scene. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I love that you two come from different huge pizza companies. You know, Biggie did his time at Papa John's and Marco's. You're from Domino's. So there's mutual respect in here.
Pizza's pizza.
But you're... Mm-hmm. At odds.
I will tell you this. You'll never make a pizza faster than when you've screwed up somebody's pizza who's standing at the counter staring at you.
That's true.
You both are the worst.
You catch it before they do. So you're like cutting it at the oven. You're like, oh, crap, that didn't happen.
So you
get it real quick. You're like, hey, yeah, just going to be a few more minutes.
It's going to be a few more minutes. That's what she always says. A few more minutes.
Look at you two.
Wow.
You know that.
Same excuses.
I love it.
Yeah.
Same stuff. Mm-hmm.
Biggie, could you ever break a minute in making a pie?
I was never a fast pie maker. I guess I could have tried, but
you ever pop bubbles, Rachel?
Yeah.
Yeah, bubble popper.
We have a tool that, you know, you stick in the oven. Yeah.
We know about it. Biggie knows about it.
Yeah.
Spear, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it could also be a weapon if you wanted it to.
Yeah, if somebody's in there.
I've never needed it, but
Biggie says that newbies, you know, if they're screwing up, you say, go pop bubbles. And so you go you go over there and
get them out of the way on a busy Friday night.
Yeah.
The full boxes, right?
Fantastic. I love this. I love this pizza worth of thing. Wendy's on the line, though. We must play Family Feud. Wendy, you can pick your partner. Do you want Chris Dim, Red Rachel, or Biggie today?
I'm going with the big man.
The big man will be the choice today. Your opponent will be Chris. Chris, you can have Chris Dim or Red Rachel. Who you got?
I'm going Chris Dim.
All right.
All right, Chris.
Chris and Chris versus Biggie and Wendy and Red Rachel. You'll float back and forth and try to lend your hand to stealing one of these categories. Biggie and Chris Dim will be the captains first go round. Shout your name when you know the best answer to this. Top seven answers on the board. It's bad if a husband is cheating. It's worse if his mistress uses his wife's what?
B. Biggie.
Biggie.
Bid.
Show us bid. It's number three. Two answers beat it, Kristen.
Clothes.
Show us clothes. Number two, lingerie or clothes. And that means, Chris, you and your partner, Chris, can play or pass. I'll do it again here. 100 people surveyed. It's bad if a husband is cheating. It's worse if his mistress uses his wife's what? Chris, do you want to play or pass that? So far, we've seen lingerie and clothes and bed. Do you want to play or pass? Five answers left.
I'm going to play.
Playing it. Okay. Biggie, you and Red Rachel, and Wendy, think of a steal. Chris, we go next to you. Player Chris. It's bad if a husband's cheating. It's worse if his mistress uses his wife's what?
Toothbrush.
Show us. Toothbrush. Number one answer. I thought for sure bed would be, or really. But toothbrush.
That's gross.
Now that is gross. Do you use another woman's toothbrush? Ew. My God. Talking about insult to injury.
Yeah.
Toothbrush is number one. Lingerie or clothes, number two. Bed is number three. Back over to Chris Stim. Husband cheating. It's worse if his mistress uses his wife's what?
Sex toys.
Show us sex toys. That's gross, too. That's gross. And it is there. Number four. So you've knocked out the first four. There are three left. No strikes. You're in a great position here. Back over to player Chris. It's bad if a husband is cheating. It's worse if his mistress uses his wife's toothbrush, lingerie or clothes, bed or sex toys. Three left. Chris, what do you say? No strikes.
I'm going to say shower.
Show us shower. That's gross, too. Keep that. Keep her out of my wife's. You don't use the home. All right, Chris Dim.
Are you advocating hotels?
No.
Cheap hotels?
I don't advocate any of it, but in the home, it's even worse. How about that's a slap in the face. All right, now you have one strike. Bad if a husband's cheating. Worse if his mistress uses his wife's what, Chris Dim?
Makeup.
Show us makeup. Number five is makeup. Now, toothbrush is gone, lingerie or clothes, bed, sex toys, makeup. Only two left and one strike. You're in a good position here, player Chris. It's bad if a husband's cheating. It's worse if his mistress uses his wife's what? Chris.
Kitchen.
Show us the kitchen. Don't you make a plate. No, sir. But it's not there. Two strikes now. That means Christian has to give us one. And there are two left. It's bad if a husband's cheating. It's worse if his mistress uses his wife's toothbrush, lingerie, bed, sex toys, makeup, and Christian.
Oh, God. Hair care products?
Show us hair care products. Get you weave out of your head. No, that's it. That's three strikes, and that means that Wendy and Biggie have a chance to steal. Wendy, you can give a few suggestions to Biggie, who is the captain. It's bad if a husband's cheating. It's worse if his mistress uses his wife's toothbrush, lingerie or clothes, bed, sex toys, makeup. Two left now, Wendy. You got to get one of them to take round one. What do you say, Wendy? Just a couple of hints for Biggie.
Vehicle, kids. I mean, I don't know. Like,
all right, car or kids? All right, Red Rachel.
I think car is a good answer, and I also said pills. Like, she took her sleeping pills or something.
Took the pills. We've got car, pills, and kids.
Was shoes said?
Shoes has not been said. Now lingerie and clothes.
Yeah,
been said.
Like a count.
But shoes
yeah.
has not been said. No.
I always like to go with the player though.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to say her. Vehicle or car
for round one and a steal for player Wendy. Show us your car.
Dang it.
That's the steal. That's number six. Boy, that was well played by Chris and Chris, too. But Wendy came in and stole it at the end, and she did the work. Toothbrush, lingerie, clothes, bed, sex toys, makeup, car, perfume. Perfume is the last. And that is round one to Wendy and Biggie. In round two, the players, Wendy and Chris, will be captains, so you'll shout your name when you know the best answer to this. Wendy, are you ready to shout your name when you know the best answer?
Sure am.
And Chris, are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Listen closely. Top six answers on the board. 100 people survey. Name an L word you might call your boss behind his back.
Wendy.
Chris.
Wendy.
Loser.
Show us loser. Number one answer is loser.
Ooh.
Wendy, do you want to play or pass that?
Let's play it.
Playing. Okay, that means player Chris, you'll stay on hold now and try to steal it to tie this game. Biggie, five answers left. Top six on the board originally. Name an L word you might call your boss behind his back.
Lazy.
You have all the time in the world, sir.
Lazy.
Show us lazy. Number three is lazy. Back over to you, Wendy. Now two are gone. Loser and lazy. Four are left. No strikes. Wendy, what do you say?
Let's go lunatic.
Show us lunatic. Not there. And now you have one strike, Biggie, to you.
Lackadaisical.
Okay. A moment, please, for me to recap the board. An L word you might call your boss behind his back. Loser and lazy are gone. Biggie says...
Lackadaisical.
Lackadaisical! No, now you have two strikes. That means Wendy has to come up with one here. An L word you might call your boss behind his back. Loser and lazy are gone, and you have two strikes. If you don't get one here, Wendy, Chris will get a chance to steal and tie this game. Wendy, what do you say?
Lousy.
Show us.
Good answer.
Lousy. Ooh, no. And now Chris, player Chris, does get a chance to steal. There are four left, and again, you have had all three strikes. So name an L word you might call your boss behind his back. Loser and lazy are gone. Chris Dim, suggestions.
Late. Mm-hmm. Lame.
Mm-hmm.
Libtard.
Late. We've got, okay, so far, Chris, you have late, lame, and libtard. Red Rachel, what do you say?
I'm going to go with liar.
All right.
Have we said that yet?
No. Liar has not been said. So you have late, lame, liar, and libtard. You can take one of those or go out on your own, Chris. You must get it to tie the game and force overtime round three. What do you say?
I thought lame as well, so I'm going to go lame.
All right. This is it. For round two, show us lame. Number two, lame. Yes, well done. Well played. So it's loser, lame, lazy. Four, liar.
That was a good answer.
Five, loud. Six, lover.
I thought that one too, but I thought it was stupid.
That's right. Lover. What? Folks, it happens, folks. Okay. Let's go to clear the boards here.
Speed round.
Overtime. Speed round. This is Biggie and Chris Dim now as captains. Here we go. Top five answers on the board. Name something a person with hemorrhoids avoids riding.
Biggie. Motorcycle.
Show us a motorcycle. It's the number three answers. Two beats it, Chris Dim.
Bicycle.
Show us a bicycle. Number two. So that means that player Chris can play or pass that. All right, Chris, it's to you. If you want to play or pass something a person with hemorrhoids avoids riding, bicycle and motorcycle are gone. There are three left, and you'll only have 3 seconds when I come to you. Chris, you want to play or pass?
Let's play it.
All right, play it, and everybody else think of a steal. Something a person with hemorrhoids avoids riding, bicycle, motorcycle are gone. What do you say, player Chris?
I'm going to say a horse.
Show us a horse. Number one answer is horse. Horse, bicycle, motorcycle. Chris Dim.
Oh, God. The bus.
Show us the bus. No, one strike. Player Chris, something a person with hemorrhoids avoids riding. What do you say?
I'm going to say it's gym equipment.
Show us gym equipment. No, and now two strikes. Chris Dim.
Unicycle.
Show us a unicycle. No, and that's a strikeout. Chance to steal for Biggie. Wendy and Red Rachel can suggest answers. Two left. Something a person with hemorrhoids avoids riding. Horse, bicycle, motorcycle are gone. Wendy, what do you say?
I came up roller coaster, car, jet ski.
Wow, she's got a bunch there. Roller coaster, car, jet ski. Red Rachel.
Roller coaster is what came to my mind.
Biggie, you're the captain.
Same, roller coaster. So I think three roller coasters, we got to go with it.
For the win, show us roller coaster. Yes. Nicely done. Well played. A steal. And that was number five, roller coaster. Number four, mechanical bull.
Yeah.
That's right.
Rough.
Not riding that.